Beloved Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela has departed.
We've lost a great prime minister, a great leader.
Well, it's a boy.
Welcome, a future king.
Andy Murray is the Wimbledon champion.
Heroes were made and a prince was born in 2013, but we lost some iconic figures.
It's 11 o'clock, live from St Paul's Cathedral in London, where a single half-muffled bell's been ringing for the arrival of the body of Baroness Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher didn't just lead our country. She saved our country.
Polite applause greeted the cortege along much of the procession route. But there were groups of anti-Thatcher protesters.
Waste of money! Waste of money!
Order! Tributes to the Right Honourable the Baroness Thatcher.
Debates about her and what she represented will continue for many years to come.
Let this be her epitaph, that she made our country great again.
I'd rather be in a torture chamber and have to listen to the prayers heaped upon a woman that destroyed my industry in the past.
We also said goodbye to the man she'd once described as a terrorist.
Never, never, and never again.
Nelson Mandela has died at the age of 95.
He is now resting. Our nation has lost its greatest son.
The heavens opened and it poured down on Soweto, but thousands still came to worship the man who united a divided South Africa.
It was such a beautiful day. We have enjoyed this.
For me, it's one opportunity of a lifetime.
I will always fall short of Madiba's example. He makes me want to be a better man.
There was another South African hero in the news this year.
Paralympian Oscar Pistorius has been arrested by South African police after his girlfriend was found shot dead at his home in Pretoria.
Oscar Pistorius broke down in tears as he was formally charged with murdering 29-year-old Reeva Steenkamp.
I've come to the conclusion that the accused has made a case to be released on bail.
That story wasn't the only surprise news in February.
For the first time in 600 years, the Pope has resigned.
4 weeks later,
thousands are gathered in St Peter's Square, cheering, waving and shouting after seeing white smoke emerging from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel.
Buonasera.
Brothers and sisters, good evening.
Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio will be known as Pope Francis I.
A man's been brutally murdered in what's thought to have been a terrorist attack in southeast London.
He had a knife in his right arm.
All of a sudden, a little bit later, just a...
Lee Rigby was 25 years old and affectionately known as Riggers.
I just want to say that I love Lee. I always will. And I'm proud to be his wife.
Lee was a dedicated and professional soldier, proud to wear the hackle and cap badge of his regiment.
Michael Adebolajo and Michael Adebowale now stand convicted of murder.
We sat in wait. It just so happened that he was the soldier that was spotted first.
Islamist gunmen were also blamed for an attack on a shopping centre in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. More than 70 people died there. In April, three people were killed by bombs made from pressure cookers at the Boston Marathon.
The bombs went off near the finish line, just seconds apart.
We need to set up a perimeter here, get people away from it.
I saw fire and smoke, and I didn't know what it was.
And all of a sudden, boom, and I knew it was a bomb right away.
It knocked me to the ground.
Images from the Philippines horrified the world in November after Typhoon Haiyan killed thousands of people and left millions more homeless and hungry.
You have to understand that the people here show some violent actions because they're thirsty.
In America, a tornado flattened entire neighborhoods in the city of Oklahoma, killing dozens of people, including many children at a school.
The roof collapsed on top of them, and they suspect water lines broke and the children drowned because they couldn't get up from the debris.
Here we had our own problems with the weather. St Jude's storm killed 4 people, all of them freak accidents. And 1,400 homes were flooded when Britain's most serious tidal surge in 60 years hit the East Coast.
Kathleen Williams here has just been rescued from her home, just being handed her belongings. Is that your cat in there as well? Kathleen,
I'll get that for you, don't worry.
Just tell me, how quickly did the water rise? It must have been terrifying for
you. It was terrible. It was a puddle one minute, the next thing it was just like a river.
3 people responsible for the deaths of 6 children in a house fire in Derby have been given lengthy jail terms.
Just rest in peace out of the children. Victory today. They've gone down.
We heard shouts of die, Mick, die, and various other quite obscene things that were shouted towards Mick Philpott.
Philpott set fire to his house to frame his ex-mistress, who he was in a custody battle with.
He didn't do nothing, not a thing, to save his own babies.
Also in the courts, Nigella Lawson complained that she was being put on trial herself when her own drug-taking was revealed during a case against her former PAs. Radical cleric Abu Qatada was finally deported.
Helicopters crashed into the roof of a pub in Glasgow.
It's like a stone dropping from the sky.
Within a couple of seconds, the left-hand side of the pub just collapsed.
It was just debris. We're trying to get out, but obviously we had to wait till they pulled the bodies.
This is a black day for Glasgow and for Scotland.
10 people died, 3 of whom had been on board the police helicopter. Civil war continued in Syria and it seemed military action was inevitable until MPs intervened.
The ayes to the right, 272. The nose to the left, 285.
David Cameron's authority and international standing were dealt a severe blow.
We have to listen to Parliament. Parliament spoke.
Egypt's first democratically elected government was overthrown. Supermarkets faced tough questions about what's in our food.
They probably wouldn't be testing routinely for horse DNA. Neither are we testing for hedgehog.
Royal Mail was sold off too cheaply, according to critics. Energy bills became a heated issue.
If we win that election in 2015, the next Labour government will freeze gas and electricity prices until the start of 2017.
And MPs clashed over whether people with spare rooms should have their housing benefit cut. Whistleblower Edward Snowden spent weeks living at a Russian airport after he exposed secret surveillance programs by US and UK intelligence agencies.
The public needs to decide whether these programs and policies are right or wrong.
In July, a door in London became the focus of the world's media.
The Duchess of Cambridge has been taken to hospital in the early stages of labour.
The Duchess travelled by car from Kensington Palace to the Lindow Wing at St Mary's Hospital with the Duke of Cambridge.
At a time like this, even a granddad can only wait.
Absolutely nothing at the moment.
Here at the Lindow Wing, the wait goes on.
It's a historic event, the future monarch being born.
Oh, I've been here 7 days. I'm like a washing machine, I haven't stopped spinning, I'm still spinning.
The royal family has a new prince.
It's a big boy!
He's a big boy!
We're so excited!
Healthy boy, and please for everybody.
He will one day follow in the line of kings and queens about whom Shakespeare wrote.
He's got a good pair of lungs on him, that's for sure. I remind him of his tardiness when he's a bit older, because I know how long you've all been sat at it. He's got her looks, thankfully.
No, I'm not sure about that.
Miley Cyrus helped make twerking one of the words of the year. It was beaten, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, by selfie, though. One famous self-taken photo this year featured the Pope, while another was snapped by the Danish Prime Minister with David Cameron and Barack Obama at the Nelson Mandela Memorial.
Only one man can claim to have 3 Best Actor Oscars, and that man is Daniel Day-Lewis.
Organisers of the Vanity Fair party banked on a President Lincoln landslide today.
I'm definitely out of character at this moment.
Adele was honoured too. Jennifer Lawrence fell over. Angelina Jolie revealed she had a double mastectomy. JLS told us they're splitting up.
I can't win, I can't reign, I will never win this game without you.
T ITV lost one of its biggest young stars in July.
The deceased has been identified as 31-year-old actor Corey Monteith, who achieved great fame on the popular TV series Glee.
He died from a toxic combination of drugs and alcohol. Fast and Furious star Paul Walker was killed in a car crash in California. Among the other stars who passed away this year were film director Michael Winner, musician Lou Reed, broadcaster Sir David Frost, and actors Peter O'Toole, James Gandolfini, Richard Griffiths, and Richard Briers. Without you. There was a farewell to a sporting legend in May.
It's a thank you to Manchester United, not just the directors, not just the medical staff, the coaching staff, the players, the supporters. It's all of you. You have been the most fantastic experience of my life. Thank you.
Sir Alex Ferguson hung up his hairdryer after more than 26 years as Manchester United manager. He left on a high, with United claiming a 20th league title. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. Wigan won the FA Cup before being relegated from the Premier League. Gareth Bale completed a world record transfer to Real Madrid. The Ashes were retained in the summer.
The feeling of the dressing room now is, you know, it's a very pleasant one.
Before being surrendered just months later down under.
We got him back, boys!
Yeah, no, it hurts like hell. Simple as that.
Chris Froome won the Tour de France. Hosts England fell in the dying seconds of the semi-final of the Rugby League World Cup. But there was glory in the 15-man code. The British and Irish Lions were victorious in their test series in Australia.
I've dreamed of this my whole life and, to be able to have a huge honour.
That was just the start of an incredible sporting weekend, which ended on the lawns of the All England Club. We'll finish by remembering the moment that long, long run of Wimbledon heartache finally came to an end.
Murray for the championship, his fourth championship point. Hush across the crowd.
I worked so hard in that last game. It was the hardest few points I've had to play in my life.
Djokovic backhanded and then Andy Murray is the Wimbledon champion.
Winning Wimbledon is... I still can't get my head around that.
Not in my lifetime, not in my father's lifetime, not in 77 years has there been a British men's Wimbledon champion.
Watching history being made is absolutely incredible, and actually being here in the moment is unreal. I'll remember it forever.
Murray kicks the ball into the crowd. He collapses to the ground, goes down on his knees.
I saw some clips after the match of the hill of Dunblane and Tower of London, and it was just... so many people behind me.
Britain has a Wimbledon men's champion.